Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Another fellow that does what he wants on a golf course is our friend Mr. Barry Sferluga. Barry,
Barry,
what up, man?
I just came from club fitting, guys, so we could probably spend about 20 minutes on that.
Ooh. Over under $1,200.
Well, it's a gift from my dad for my 50th birthday, which is actually a couple of years ago. So we're going hard over because I'm not paying.
Are you soup to nuts, driver to wedges, or what all are you getting?
A set of irons and a couple wedges.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, you're
still
going
over 1,200.
You're going over.
Wedges about 169 on up.
That's about right. You got that dialed in.
Yeah, B knows the cost because then he also knows the cost that he doesn't pay. So he likes to keep track of everything. Let's start with the draft. What'd you make of the Commanders' choices and of the Commanders' strategy?
So I think I've determined that the telling pick was the second round pick, and taking a defensive tackle there who, you know, everybody's going to say, well, he was the best guy on our board. I'll tend to believe Adam Peters in this case. But it tells you that if you were to sit down 100 Commanders fans and say, of this, you know, really decimated roster that Ron Rivera left behind, what is the strength? I think, you know, 95 of them would have said, well, probably our defensive tackles. So if you add to that area, this draft was not about building the 2024 roster. To me, it's about building the 2025 roster and beyond. And I'm willing to take Adam Peters at his word that they did make some calls about trading back into the first round to maybe take an offensive tackle, a left tackle. Obviously, that's the hole on the roster that's going to jump out. And there's a slight concern I have that it hasn't been addressed, not because you should be able to fix everything in 1 year, but because putting the rookie quarterback in a position to succeed is so paramount at this point, and part of that is protecting him. But I don't question the overall philosophy. It just struck me that they are building this for a couple of years from now. I think I heard you earlier, JP, say, you know, maybe they're going to be improved in terms of point differential. I don't think they're jumping to 10 wins all of a sudden, but I do think, you know, Ron used to sit there and say, well, year three is really the year. I think year two for this regime is the year, and the draft kind of gives some clues to that.
I think when you look at those tackles in the first round, if they had moved back up, they would have been giving up a lot. I think they feel as confident in Coleman than they did some of those guys to give up that much equity.
You know that might be right, Brian. And you know, that's, you know, it's very hard to sit here and say, oh, I'm criticizing you for not trading back up into the first round to get a tackle, because you have to trust them to a degree that the value wasn't there, that they would have been giving up too much. And if the talent level or their grades and evaluation, there wasn't as much separation between those guys that would have gone in the 20s and the, you know, where they got the tackle that they did take, then they're doing the right thing. I do think the process can be very, very solid and well thought out, and we could get to training camp and get into the exhibition games and think, oh boy, Jaden Daniels is going to have to run for his life a little bit here, and how does that hinder his development as a passer? He's obviously got the athletic skill set to run away from trouble, and it, you know, he keeps his eyes downfield too. He's not just running. When Sam tucked, it was over for him. I don't think that's going to be the case with Jaden Daniels, but I think doing things creatively to protect him, if they don't, if they can't straight up out personnel you, that's going to be a key part of Cliff Kingsbury's offense, because the development of the of that position is the most important thing about 2024.
Totally. Yeah, like if this draft becomes a winner, it's because Daniels is a winner. And even if the rest, the other eight picks hit, if Daniels flops, then this draft will be remembered as a flop. That's just like the unfortunate circumstances of having the number two overall pick. It was kind of said draft night, but it's definitely been said since, that the Commanders, if they didn't go with Daniels, they would have gone with J.J. McCarthy. What do you make of that?
You know, McCarthy has been hard for me to get a handle on throughout this whole process. And I, obviously, I think in the end result, where he went and who he went to, I think people are seeing a lot of value in the Vikings landing him and Kevin O'Connell starting over with a new quarterback that can fit what he does well. I think, JP, you and I might have talked about this prior to the draft. I had a tough time taking McCarthy at two, just because I wasn't quite sure what about him would have leapfrogged the other two guys in the whole process. Maybe it was Jim Harbaugh's evaluation of his workout and speaking up for his old player. Maybe it was, you know, he didn't have to do so much at Michigan, and people were thinking he could put more on his plate as he developed into a pro. But I just had a tough time thinking, take McCarthy at two. I would have wanted to take the risk of trading back. As it turns out, he went after Penix, right? So that would have been a risk. I will say that through all of this, over the last however many months, I feel like they took the guy that was the perfect person to take at number two. Staying at number two and taking Daniels with the skill set, the upside, it feels – I wasn't always there. I was kind of on the Drake May train early on. But in the end, for whatever reason, I feel like it the fit is right. And the excitement level and the look on Adam Peters' face, I mean, I just feel like that's very genuine. Like when you said, what do you like about JJ – I'm sorry, about Jaden, and he says – what do you like about him? What's not to like about him? It seemed like very like true, and like he turned on the tape and he loved it. I feel like they got the right guy.
I'm with you, man. Talking with our friend Barry Sverluga here on the BetQL guest line. You can give him a follow on X at Barry Sverluga, Sverluga. We don't have to go whole draft the whole time, but I did want to ask you, because in the immediacy of it, there was kind of a reluctance to celebrate the Johnny Newton pick, second round, three picks into the second round, they take a D-tackle. We know how much they've invested in D-tackle. Do you look at this as the new regime saying, hey, that's what they did, we're starting fresh now? Or just simple, like, this is the best guy available, he shouldn't have fallen out of the first round?
I think maybe both of those things, you know. And also I liked, like, what Peter said about, you know, hey, we got a third interior defensive lineman here, like if we take him, like can you get him out? Oh, we'll get him on the field, we'll figure it out. Like I like that idea of, no, we're not so rigid in what we do that we can't mold our strategy to really good football players. If this guy's a disruptive force, it's a disruptive force. And then you're also getting to the, I don't want to usher John Allen out the door before he's out the door, but you're getting to the end of the guaranteed money there. If that guy develops, if Johnny develops, then you know, you've got some freedom with John Allen. You know, he's either going to want a new contract, or do you cut ties eventually and have a cheaper player on the interior and spend some money on the edge? It gives you a lot of flexibility. I was initially caught off guard like everybody, I think, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people were caught off guard. I really think, as I said earlier, that pick tips their hand that we're thinking about this in 2025, and the total perfect roster fit in 2024 is not what we're going for.
You know, when they picked him, I had a kind of like a little perplexed look, and then I started talking to people around the media center up in Detroit. Everybody had a lot of great things to say about that kid right there.
I mean, he was disruptive in a very difficult conference to play in when you're not at Ohio State and Michigan, right? Like, he's the you don't draft based on college awards, but if you're the defensive player of the year in the Big Ten, you're a player. And I'm excited to watch him. I'm interested to see how they use him. And I think it'll be telling, you know, obviously quarterback, this draft was so much about quarterback, but you hired a defensive minded head coach. He's got to have some toys and tools in his box as well. I'm curious to see how Dan Quinn uses those guys, rotates them through, develops Johnny, and gets the most out of the personnel he has.
Barry, appreciate you always making time for us, dude. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.